If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are tremendously exciting days here at Worth Baptist Church. We have just closed the greatest month in our history. During the month of September, the Lord blessed in a remarkable way and gave us records that we've never set before in reaching people for Christ. And we're looking forward to the days of October being even greater to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. We're in the midst of our fall family plan and our festival of faith that will take us right on through Roundup Sunday on October the 31st. Incidentally, our goal on October the 31st is 1,000 for Christ in Sunday school, then on Roundup Day. But until that time, each Sunday during these days of October, we're putting emphasis upon reaching families for Christ. Our family plan got underway last Sunday. We invite you and your family to come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. The motto of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is teaching the whole family, the whole Bible, in the whole Sunday school, to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe God's Word will be a thrill and a blessing to your heart as you study it today. So bring the whole family at 10 o'clock to study God's Word together in the Sunday school hour, where there's a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our theme in the Sunday school for the 1976-77 year is building for Christ as we build for eternity. And that's precisely what we're doing. Our new building is now under construction on our 14-acre site at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We covet your prayers in these matters as we build for Christ during these days. Our Sunday school lesson will be found in the first chapter of 1 Thessalonians today. In fact, during October, our studies will be in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Bring the family to study God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. Many of you have been saying for a long time, I'm going to visit Worth Baptist Church. Well, we'd like to have you come today and visit with us. We believe you'll discover a friendly atmosphere and a spiritual time of refreshing as you visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. The music and the singing will thrill your heart. The message from God's Word will challenge your life. And the fellowship with God's people will enrich your Christian experience. Come today to Worth Baptist Church, 3309. Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Today, October 3rd, 1976, marks the 7th anniversary of Worth Baptist Hour. Just 7 short years ago, we produced the first broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour. And during the month of October, we're designating it as Radio Anniversary Month. We would like to have you write us during this Radio Anniversary Month. And everyone who writes during the days of October will receive free and postage paid the book entitled Look Up Christian, Christ is Coming. This is a book that contains 7 messages that we preached some time ago in a series of messages on the second coming of Jesus Christ. So if you'd like a copy of my book entitled Look Up Christian, Christ is Coming, write and ask for it during the days of October. Simply write and ask for the book Look Up Christian. We'll be happy to send it to you as our anniversary gift, free and postage paid, if you'll simply write during the days of October. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ the Son of Man. I shall read from the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, at verse 9. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the privilege of broadcasting the gospel these 7 years over Worth Baptist Hour. And I pray that today's message and today's broadcast would be a blessing to many people. We pray for every family in this listening audience. We pray for every individual. Some are lonely. Some are despondent. Some are discouraged and in despair. Some are ready to give up. And I pray today that the Holy Spirit would use this message to bring encouragement, to bring spiritual enlightenment, and to bring salvation to those who are lost. We pray for this Lord's Day all over the world where men will be preaching the gospel. And I pray that many, many souls would be saved. And Heavenly Father, we pray that today those who have been listening to this broadcast would take advantage of the opportunity of coming and being a part of our services today. Bless each listener is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, I read at verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and Smyrna, and Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about with paps as a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white as wool, and white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. The message entitled, Christ the Son of Man. The only reliable record that we have of the life of Jesus Christ is the four Gospels. Outside of these, only three other writers referred to Christ, Josephus, the Jewish historian, and two Roman historians, Suetonius and Pliny the Younger. So when we want to know something about Christ, we come to the Bible and specifically the four gospel accounts. Each one of them gives us a separate and different word portrait of our Lord Jesus Christ. For example, Matthew, whose gospel was written around 60 A.D., portrays Jesus Christ as the King of Israel. Mark, who wrote in 57 A.D., portrays Jesus Christ as the servant of Jehovah. In the Gospel according to Luke, which was written around 65 A.D., we have a word portrait of Jesus Christ as the Son of Man. And in the fourth Gospel, the Gospel according to John, which was written in 96 A.D., we have a word picture of our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. In our message today, we will be emphasizing Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. What a title for Jesus Christ. He himself took this title, and it is used some 85 times in the Gospels. We must always remember that the Son of God became the Son of Man, that we might become the sons of God by faith in his redemptive work upon the cross. Jesus Christ is the God-man and the man-God. He is the Son of God and God the Son. Jesus Christ was just as much God as though he had never been man, and just as much man as though he had never been God. In my text, John on the Isle of Patmos, writing the book of the Revelation, refers to Jesus Christ as the Son of Man. He sees Christ standing among the candlesticks. He sees him adorned with majestic glory. He is given a revelation of Jesus Christ as he writes in this wonderful book. I want us to observe Jesus Christ and his glory as he is revealed to us in the verses that I've just read to you a moment ago. John says that his garments were down to his feet. This speaks of the flawless, faultless administration of our Lord Jesus Christ in the affairs of the church. Remember, Christ is the head of the church, the exalted head in heaven. Remember, he is the founder and foundation of the church. Jesus himself said, "Upon this rock," speaking of himself, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So, my friend, Jesus Christ administers the affairs of the church. This also speaks of his unblemished and unblameable character. The Bible tells us that there was no guile found in his mouth. The Bible tells us that he was the sinless, spotless Son of God and Son of Man. So, when we see the garments down to his feet, we think of his administrative ability and his pure and spotless character. And then John tells us that he had a golden girdle around his breast. Gold in the Bible speaks of deity. So we know that this Son of Man, whom John saw, was indeed the Son of God. Then John says his head and his hair were white as snow. To me, this speaks of the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that in him all fullness of the Godhead dwells. All the wisdom and all the knowledge of God were found in the person of Jesus Christ. So when we see his head and his hairs as white as snow, we think of the accuracy of his judicial appraisal of the churches. Remember, he was walking among the candlesticks, that is, among the seven churches of Asia Minor, and he had a message to each one of them. My friend, Jesus Christ has a message to you today. Our Lord Jesus Christ is giving a message through his gospel, by his messengers, out of his word, to you and to the churches all over the nation and all over the world. John says his eyes were as a flame of fire. This speaks of his penetrating vision. In the gospel according to Matthew chapter 10 at verse 26, we read, "There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hidden that shall not be made known." You see, the eyes of Christ are going to and fro upon the earth. And Jesus Christ sees you this moment. You may be under the cover of darkness, but Jesus Christ knows who you are, where you are, what you're doing. His wonderful, penetrating vision sees everything. We read in Romans chapter 2 at verse 16, "God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ." What is your secret today, my friend? What are you hiding from your family, from your wife or your husband, from your children, from your pastor, from your fellow Christians, from your neighbors, from your boss man? Remember, the Bible says that God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. And then in Hebrews chapter 4, at verse 13 we read, "All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." Now, my friend, nobody else may be seeing you this moment, but God sees you. The penetrating vision of Jesus Christ, whose eyes are described as a flame of fire, sees you this very moment. He will see you tonight. He will see you tomorrow. He will know exactly where you are. He will know precisely what you're doing because he has that penetrating vision that John speaks of here in the Revelation. And then John goes on to say that his feet were like fine brass. In the Bible, brass speaks of judgment. We read in Isaiah 52:7, "Beautiful are the feet of him that preacheth good tidings. This is a reference to Jesus Christ. My friend, those feet that came and walked upon the earth, going over the dusty streets of Judea and Samaria, traveling the narrow streets of Jerusalem, walking up the summit to Calvary, being nailed to the cross, one day those blessed feet, those precious feet, those wonderful divine feet will one day tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. John says so in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 15. Then John says his voice was heard, the voice as the sound of many waters. This speaks of his authority. It was the voice that was heard in the streets of Jerusalem. It was the voice that was heard in the synagogue at Nazareth. It was the voice that was heard in the temple. It was the voice that stilled the storms on the Sea of Galilee. It was the same voice that soothed the distressed, that comforted the sad. It was the voice that spoke to Lazarus and caused him to live again. One day, the Bible tells us that all who are in the graves shall hear that voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And then John says a very strange thing. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword. In the Revelation 19:15, to which we referred a moment ago, John says that with his word, the all-powerful, omniscient, omnipresent Jesus Christ, with his word, he is going to smite the nations, and he is going to rule them with a rod of iron. Then John says his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. What is brighter than the noonday sun? Well, the scientists tell us there are millions of other stars that are brighter. But my friend, Jesus Christ outshines them all. His countenance is brighter than the brightest star in the heavens. This, my friend, is John's description of the majestic glory of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Now let's observe briefly two things about the Son of Man. First, the Son of Man came as a sacrifice for sins. Jesus told his disciples in Luke 18 that he would be delivered up into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and be buried, but on the morning of the third day he would rise again. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, came into the world, according to Hebrews 9:26, and offered himself once to put away sins by the sacrifice of himself. So when our Lord Jesus Christ came the first time as the Son of Man, he came to offer himself as a sacrifice for your sins. And in the second place, we note that the Son of Man is coming again, not as a sacrifice, but as a sovereign to rule over all the earth. In Luke chapter 21, Jesus said, "You shall see the Son of Man coming in great clouds of glory." And my friend, that day is near at hand when our Lord Jesus Christ will come to set up his kingdom upon the earth. This will be the Son of Man coming as a sovereign, ruling over all the nations of the earth. My friend, I want to ask you a question today. Do you know Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man? Do you have him in your heart? Do you know him as your personal Savior? If not, I trust that this moment you would pause wherever you are. Pray the sinner's prayer, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And this moment, the Son of Man will come into your heart. He will redeem you. He will pardon you. He will forgive you. He will take away all your sins. And you can look for the coming of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, "Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation." I have this footnote and I shall be through. The Son of Man is here today to save the lost, to sustain the fallen, to strengthen the weak, to supply the needy, and to sympathize with the sad. The Son of Man is waiting for you to say, "Come in," and He will come into your heart and your life this moment. As we leave the broadcast today, may I remind you that it would be our joy to have you and your family come and visit with us during our Fall Festival of Faith in the days of October. Even today, bring the whole family and let's have a wonderful time together studying God's Word, fellowshipping with God's people, and hearing the message of the gospel. Come today to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And may we remind you again that the month of October is Radio Anniversary Month. We have a nice gift for you, one of my books entitled Look Up Christian, Christ is Coming. All you need to do to get a free copy is to write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Sometime during the days of October, simply write and you'll receive this booklet, Seven Messages on the Second Coming of Christ, entitled Look Up Christian, Christ is Coming. Write today for your free copy during Anniversary Month, October 1976. May the Lord bless you as you do. And until next Lord's Day, at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.